This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
That Sports Show, Joy 94.9, your host Mel in the chair tonight. Stu is still on that long European vacation, but he'll be back next week, he tells me. So we'll hear all about his endeavours over there in Europe. We're wrapping up the Olympics because they finished on Sunday Rio time, which was Monday morning our time, with the closing ceremony there, which I still haven't watched, but I've taped and I will catch up on it later. Apparently there's a Super Mario moment I need to see. Apparently. So, we've got Anna on the line with us tonight to wrap up the Olympics. Now, good evening, Anna. You there?
Good evening, Mel. You should have been here last week. We had such a wonderful time.
I know. Well, thank you to Fiona and Beck for filling in for me.
Fiona and Beck were terrific.
Yeah.
Were terrific.
Yeah, Chicks Talking Rio it was. And tonight, after our show at 8:30, Chicks Talking Footy are back with Danae in the hot seat and the reserve bench. Fiona's having some R&R overseas like I was last week. Now, Anna, the Olympics wrapped up and unfortunately overseas in Thailand, I couldn't see any of it because they didn't have any of it on the telly. So,
and because you didn't set up your iPad how I...
Yeah, I didn't have time.
Because you didn't practice.
No, busy I was with court cases.
Yes, Mel.
Which I was today.
Anyway, so
on the show before...
Let me run through it for you then, Mel.
Yeah, well, briefly, Anna, on the show before we went, we talked about what gold, silver and bronze we had thus far, and now...
Well, at that stage, we didn't have any silver.
That's right. We had 4 gold and we had 5 bronze. We ended up with 8 gold, 11 silver and 10 bronze. So, Anna, let's run through it. The new 4 extra golds were for Kyle Chalmers in the men's 100 free, which I see you picked up my spelling mistake.
And he's an 18-year-old. He's still at school, finishing year 12. And he beat all the more fancied swimmers.
Yep.
And what a wonderful, wonderful effort.
Oh, yes.
Matched by Kim Brennan in the women's single sculls.
Yes, I actually saw her race and I did see the Kyle Chalmers race. So, yes.
The two most exciting Australian moments I saw,
yes,
were Tom Burton's absolutely brilliant, I think he was, gamesmanship at the start of the medal race in the lasers.
Yes.
He managed to keep the Croatian and get back and then get him penalised.
So yep.
The Croatian was doing 360s,
yep,
while everybody else was crossing the start line.
Oh, well, that gives you a good start, doesn't it?
And finish a number of places in front of him to get the gold medal.
Yep.
And he jolly well did.
Well
and
done.
Best moment of Australia's
Olympics, oh, yes,
for me.
Undoubtedly.
Chloe Esposito in the women's modern pentathlon, 45 seconds behind. And they start on a handicap in the last run.
They do. The run and shoot, yes.
A series of 800 metres is plus shooting at 5 targets with a laser pistol.
Mm.
And she not only made up the 45 seconds, she beat them and by a considerable margin. And that was magnificent to watch.
Yes. Now,
Kitty Chilli, your favourite woman, Mal.
Oh, Kitty.
Tears at the end.
I know. That's her sport.
Kitty.
Love
it's
Kitty.
Her sport, and she's known the Esposito family. Who moved overseas for better training
for
things like fencing.
Yes.
Like you notice Australia didn't have any fences at the Olympics.
No.
But they just don't get the experience.
No, they don't. They need
Europe.
To be in Europe, yeah. Now,
and,
I actually haven't seen the vision for that one.
19-year-old brother Max was in the men's.
Yes.
And like Chloe, he was 45 seconds behind at the start of the run and shoot.
Yeah.
But he was in 17th position, not 7th position.
Yeah.
And he got himself up. The 7th position,
yeah,
which is a magnificent effort, and both of them, watch out for Tokyo. My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Anna, I haven't seen
Speaking
the vision
of... Mal,
Wait, Anna. I haven't seen the vision of the Espositos, and I will get to it. But speaking of Tokyo with...
Yes, there is a Super Mario moment.
That's right. And I also hear on the grapevine that the mascot's going
to be
Hello Kitty. Oh, everyone loves Kitty. Or that cat that does its
paw. I wonder if she'll have blonde hair now.
Who knows? But she's not... She's actually a he, Hello Kitty. If you didn't know that out there.
Kitty Killer is a she.
Yes, she is a she. Anyway, I saw pictures of her on...
I'm saying it's Kitty Chiller with a bow.
Yeah, or Kitty Killer. I saw pictures on social media of Kitty Chiller cheering, and the look on her face when Chloe Esposito won was priceless. Anyway...
She gave her sporting life to modern pentathlon.
Yeah.
And it really... Given that the first Olympics in which women's modern pentathlon was pretty much her last chance in 2000, she did an awesome job. She did it for other people to follow on, and they followed on.
All right, Anna.
Meanwhile, Mal, as you said, we got 11 silver.
And yes, we need to move on.
We spoke, there were no silvers at all for Australia.
All right.
So we scored quite a few in the swimming with Madeline Groves in the women's 200 fly.
I watched that one.
In the men's 200 back.
Yeah.
And the women's 4x200 freestyle relay.
Yeah, well,
the women's 4x100 medley relay.
Wow, Anna, you're going on. You're going on. It's great. Madeline Groves, I saw that race. She could have won that one. That was close. The relays, they were in it, but they weren't going to win, but good on them. You know, they're making their best efforts. There has been criticism of the swim team, but they actually
if
are...
If you swim a PB...
You can't do any better.
You can possibly do.
That's right.
And also in the rowing, we had the men's 4 and the men's quad skull.
That's right.
Both of which boats have four... No, the men's 4 has 5 people in it because it has a cox.
Yeah.
But the men's quad skulls only has 4 people and they are all rowing 2 oars.
Yeah. And
I could be wrong. But they both got silver.
Well, a 4 has 4 oars and a quad has 8 oars because they each have 2 each. But they don't have they don't have a cox in the Olympics, but there are coxed skulls as well.
Cox 4s and cox left 4s.
Yeah, and there's also cox skulls and non-cox skulls. Now, hello to our Argonaut listeners out there who've got their trivia night coming up in September. I think it's the 10th or the 17th of September. I better quickly check the date.
And we did see Australian gold medalist, Coxless 4 gold medalist James Tomkins presenting some medals.
Yeah.
In fact, 2 Australians, which was even better.
Yeah.
And then we had 3 silver medals in the sailing.
We did.
The men's 470, the men's 49er, and the mixed NACRA 17 all came up with silver medals, which is a brilliant effort from all of them.
Yeah. Now, the biggest moment was in track and field, Anna.
But the men's team pursuit in the cycling was the other silver medal.
Yeah.
And Great Britain did brilliantly in the track cycling.
Yeah.
And Australia was up there with a chance in the road race and the time trial, but unfortunately just didn't manage it in either the men's or the women's.
Yep.
And as you say, in the track and field, Jared Talent, who is the gold medalist from London now.
Yes.
And who has medals from Beijing and I believe Athens as well.
Mm.
Or was it the 20 and the 50K walk at Beijing?
No, it was just Beijing, Anna. He got the silver.
Walk, the Frenchman went out, like the French world record holder went out like a train. He was miles ahead of everybody. I was watching it and he was miles ahead and he just faded. And Talent came back with the other group with the group that he was with and they all came back. And unfortunately, Talent didn't manage the gold, but that silver, he's happy with the silver because, as he said, it was a fair race.
Yep. Now, Anna, thank you for that. I'll talk about the bronze medals because I've got some news on those. We have a message that Charlotte is listening from Albury. And also hello to Michelle and to Rick if they are listening tonight. I was talking to them today and they said that they might listen to the show. Now, the bronze medals, we got a bronze from Jessica Fox in the women's kayak, K1 kayak. She could have got silver, but she was penalised for hitting a gate. And then another walker, Dane Bird-Smith, he got the bronze in the men's 20K walk, and then Anna Mears got a fourth medal, being a bronze in the Kieran, which was her fourth medal over 4 Olympics, I think. Is that right, Anna?
I'm not sure, Mel. Sorry.
Pretty close, though, I think. And then
what a wonderful career.
Yes, what a wonderful career. She may hang on and keep going to the Gold Coast for the Comm Games in 2018. Who knows? For a farewell. And then the 4x100 medley for men in the pool. They had a great last leg from Chalmers to catch up from, I think, 7th to 3rd. And then finally, the men's canoe sprint kayak 1,000, there was a bronze in that. So it was 8 gold, 11 silver, 10 bronze. Now, there has been praise and criticism. You know, maybe we expected too much of our athletes, or maybe they just chose their athletes too early before the games. I don't know. But, you know, it's a hard world out there in Olympic sport. It's so much more different than, say, world champs or from the Australian Championships. So every athlete who went to the Olympics, they earned their spot and they did as best as they could. I will mention one moment, the medal they gave out, the Pierre de Coubertin medal, to the two women who ran the 5,000 metres and fell over in a check and then helped each other up to run and finish the race. And they then were awarded a place in the final because of what had happened.
But under the rules, they're allowed to because they were impeded.
Yeah, and the American Abby Agostino, she actually tore the ligament in her knee, so she was unable to start. And the New Zealander, her name escapes me.
Hamblin,
thank you. She ran in the final, but she was outclassed. But at least she got another run. But they were awarded that medal because they showed the Olympics.
Sportsmanship.
The Olympic spirit.
Real Olympic spirit.
Yes.
Well, my favourite moment, I think, was fabulous Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland winning the men's individual time trial in cycling in his last race. He had said he was retiring at the Olympics.
Yes.
He has been a world champion. He has won stages of all the Grand Tours and he won an Olympic gold medal to finish off his career.
That's fantastic.
And my other favourite moment was the Team LGBTIQ.
Oh, yes. How many medals, Anna? You would have kept count.
10 gold, 11 silver and 4 bronze.
Yeah. And
puts Team LGBTIQ 8th behind France.
And ahead of Australia.
But if you want to get nitpicky about it, it's really because several of them were team medals.
Yes.
6 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze, which puts them 16th between Kenya and Jamaica.
All right.
And the gold medals were Nicola Adams of Great Britain in the boxing.
Thank you. Keep going.
USA women's basketball team.
Well, there's a lot on that team.
There were three in the USA women's basketball.
Yep.
3 in the Great Britain women's hockey team.
Yeah, including the married ones?
The married couple, Kate and Helen Richardson-Walsh, and Kate Richardson-Walsh carried the flag at the closing ceremony for Great Britain.
I wonder how they chose which one of them to carry it.
I don't know. Rafaela Silva of Brazil, the judoka, who won gold and was Brazil's first gold medalist.
Yes, definitely.
Kat Semenya, of course.
Yes.
In the 800 metres.
Yes.
And that would be those ones.
Yep.
And the silvers included several teams, 2 Netherlands women's hockey, 4 of the Swedish women's soccer team, and 2 men in the Great Britain dressage team.
Yep. And bronze?
And 4 bronze, 2 Canadian women's soccer.
Yep.
Plus the other silvers were Rachele Bruni of Italy in the marathon swimming, who actually came out after she won her medal.
Fantastic. Saw that.
Which is fantastic effort. Tom Daly of Great Britain got a bronze in the synchronised 10 metres platform diving.
Yep. Everyone enjoys watching him.
Jen Kish of Canada got a bronze in the rugby.
Oh, there was a gay rugby player.
Canada's women's football team also got the bronze medal.
Yep.
The French handball team got the silver medal.
Right.
And there's one LGBTIQ out player in that team.
Fantastic.
Then there's the Netherlands. No, I said the Netherlands. And then there was Sunette Viljoen, the great South African javelin thrower.
What did he come?
Won a silver medal.
He won silver. She. Whoops.
Couldn't tell. She was competing.
Couldn't tell by the
name.
Same
competition as poor Kim Mikkel.
Yeah, who ripped her shoulder.
She ripped her shoulder, and then there was did you see the images of the gymnast who snapped his lower leg?
Yeah, that was foul. Oh
man.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He didn't look like he was upset.
No, and last week we discussed the camera falling on people.
Yes, we did.
You know, off the flies, yes. But all in all, I think the Olympics has been a success as far as the participants were concerned.
Yep.
there were a lot of world records.
Well, Anna, we will
on the track and in the pool.
Anna, we'll talk about that next week when we have a general wrap up of the Olympics, other than the Aussie participation. So we'll talk about that generally next week. Thanks for joining me tonight with our Olympic wrap up, Anna. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Is Tim Stewart still not back next week?
No, Stewart will be back next week, but I'll have you talking.
Oh. I enjoy working with you now.
Yeah, the banter, it's fun. So, Anna, thanks for that. I will talk to you next week. We'll be talking wrestling with Chris and Owen from the Melbourne Wranglers.
And on the subject of wrestling, a Japanese lady became the first woman to win four medals at four Olympics in
Bless
wrestling.
You. Well, Anna, I was going to let the boys to tell me that, but you can. Thanks for giving us the heads up.
My last relevant comment.
That's all right. Bye for now.
Good night, Mal. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
New to Joy Podcast, the team from VAC chat all things leather on Well, Well, Well. Join Tim and Ben as they interview the Melbourne Rubbermen 2016 winner Liam on Hide and Seek. What is the role of an architect? David, Russ and Paul chat to Jared Haberfield of Molecule on Our House. And we celebrate the plethora of nationally and ethnically diverse film festivals at our fingertips in Melbourne on the Outtakes podcast. Find these Joy podcasts and more just like them now on iTunes and at joy.org.au/podcasts. Joy podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Now, we have in the studio with us tonight Chris and Owen from the Melbourne Wranglers. Good evening, gents.
Good evening, Malcolm.
How are you, Malcolm?
Could come a bit closer to that mic so everyone can hear you. So we've got a few things to talk about tonight. You had a workshop recently. Tell us about that.
We had a workshop a couple of weeks ago. We decided to have a two-day event and have a bit more of a competition and get some guys down from Sydney who are part of the Sydney Silverbacks team and have a bit more of an intensive coaching session because sometimes you want to be able to follow up and also wrestle with some different guys and mix up a bit.
Yeah.
We're just sort of like at that point now where we're trying to put into practice what we've been learning. The club's nearly a year old now, so you know most of us have been training for the last 8 months. So it was a really good opportunity and a really last minute opportunity for us to bring the Sydney guys down, train with them, and then have some friendly competition.
Sure. Now, anyone who's interested in wrestling, how do they find the Wranglers again?
Easy. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, melbournewranglers.com.
Yep.
We post information on all four of those.
Yes.
Daily.
Well, I get the updates.
Yeah.
That's good. No, I subscribe to most of the GLBTI sports clubs, so I get updates. So, yes, you also are moving. Tell me about the move.
Yeah. That may have fallen through.
Okay. I thought that was the big topic for tonight, to tell everyone you were moving.
Yeah. It's on hold.
It's on hold. Okay. So you'll tell us some news when that happens next time.
Yeah. We took a little break over winter. We had a coach away and a few other members away.
Yes.
And we were planning a move.
Yes.
And not everything goes to plan, gold medals or not.
No.
So we training resumed Friday week back at 555 Victoria Parade in Victoria Street in Abbotsford.
Yes. Yeah. Where's that near? Is that near Victoria Gardens or something?
Yeah, it's up towards that end of Victoria Street. It's up, it's sort of halfway between Church Street and Vic Gardens.
So you can get the 109 tram from the city?
That you can, yeah.
And another tram? The 12.
The 12?
Yes, the 12, the South Melbourne one. I get that because it goes all the way to Vic Gardens now. Yes, so there are two trams. If you're in the city and you can't drive, you can get those trams out there to Vic Gardens, to near Vic Gardens, to your training venue. What's the name of the venue?
Dominance MMA.
Dominance MMA, which stands for Mixed Martial Arts.
Correct.
One for me. Now, boys, were you watching the wrestling at the Olympics? Please tell me if you were.
Yes.
Please tell me you were, sorry.
Yes, of course. It meant a lot of late nights as it was not on the on Channel 7, it was only on their live stream, so I had to watch it live, 10 a.m. Brazil time, which was 11 p.m. kickoff for
That's
us.
That's not late.
Well, it was when the medals start going into 2:30 a.m.
Oh, okay,
sure. Qualifiers start at 11.
So what sort of divisions did they have in the Olympics?
They had both freestyle wrestling and Greco-Roman.
Yes.
Male and female.
Yes.
And they had all weight categories as well and, represented.
And what weight categories are those for everyone out there? Roughly.
Yeah, roughly. We started 55 kilo, 65, 75, 85, 95. And then everything after that is under 120 kilo.
Oh, and so you, between 95 and 120 is one class.
One bracket, yeah.
The big boys and girls.
Yes. Yeah. The girls, I believe, only went up to...
95, maybe?
Yeah, 95 this time.
And,
yeah.
And who were the strong countries in the wrestling there?
Oh, your usual...
The Stans.
anything with a Stan.
Like Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan.
And the Mongolians.
And the Mongolians.
they had a bit of a protest.
But, why did they protest? I only heard about it, but I didn't go into it further. What happened? Their coaches stripped or something?
Yeah, their coaches are stripped down.
To what?
Just their underwear.
Right. Oh, okay.
Rio style.
Yeah.
What, wedgies?
No, this respectable bathers.
And why were they protesting?
I'm not 100% sure, actually. I didn't watch that one. I tended to watch the events that had the Australians in it.
And how did the Aussie boys go? And
girls? Unfortunately, we didn't have any women in this year. But yes. Our male wrestlers, all of them didn't make it past qualifiers, unfortunately.
Because it's quite tough when you're with the best in the world.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to look it up on the Olympics app now to see what other stands they were from.
Yeah. Talgett, who was in our 74 kilogram division, he popped his elbow in the first round. So I don't know if the footage is floating about of that, but you get to see his elbow come out of joint.
Oh.
Which means he wasn't able to finish the match, and that ended his journey there.
Journey, yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for some results. I can't see them.
There's
so many matches in a day. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Italy got a bronze.
Yes.
Uzbekistan got a bronze. Azerbaijan got a silver. Russia got a gold. Yeah. Romania bronze. Uzbekistan bronze. America got a gold. Azerbaijan. Yeah, lots of those Jans, I tell you.
Yeah.
Or Stans. I saw some judo as well. That was earlier on in the coverage when I was back in the country. And that was quite interesting, the judo. I know it's different from wrestling, but it's probably in the same sort of venue on the mat. And I saw them and they were like, that. They try and pull them on the ground and they're wearing the kind of karate outfit with the
gi.
The belt. Yeah. And then when they're tugging them and pulling them, they're like ripping their jackets off and then exposing their bodies. Very unfortunate to see all that, I tell you.
Makes great television.
It was great television, I tell you. But I didn't actually catch any of the wrestling because, one, I was overseas, so I missed it. So, and yeah, as you said, it was too late at night. But over where I was, it was 3 hours behind in Thailand. So I would have been able to watch it if I was able to get the coverage.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't. So how about Anna mentioned one Japanese woman winning four medals over four games.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I wouldn't even.
you don't know her? No.
No.
Sorry, putting you on the spot.
It's tough names one. Are not my strong point.
Just their countries.
Yeah, their countries. Especially even our local boys that were competing. First name only. I've been to watch them compete a few times at. National and regional events here in Melbourne and Australia.
I found her. Her name is, it's one of two of them. It's either Eri Tosaka in the women's 48 kilo, a gold, or Rizako Kawai, women's 63 kilos, gold.
Yeah. Kawai is a great surname.
Yeah.
Why? What does that mean?
Kawai means cute.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pretty amazing achievement. I wonder if she'll go on to Tokyo for her swan song because she's from Japan.
Yeah. I hope so. They have changed the rules at the moment.
Right.
When you're now hosting Olympics, you don't get automatic entry for an athlete into every
sport. Did they change that at Rio? Did they?
They changed that since London, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah, because the home country would always get a team even though if they were crap. Like, say...
Like in Sydney.
Yeah. What, like, we got to go in everything because we were correct. Local. Oh, right. Okay. Mm. Oh, well, that's nice. If you're paying all that money, you should be able to let your athletes compete.
It was Tolgate who competed for us in the 74 kilo. He actually qualified for Athens back in 2004, but was unable to compete because of a spinal injury. So
yes.
This was his first Olympics since then. So
even
12 years later.
And, yeah.
He's
Wrapped to make it.
Yeah, he actually sort of protested watching the Beijing and the London Olympics just because he was still heartbroken that he couldn't compete. So when he got the opportunity to train and qualify, he was over the moon, and you know, we were all sort of like rooting for him and hoping that he can make a comeback. He's originally from Uzbekistan.
We got one them for us.
Yeah, well, actually, all of our boys, Sahid was originally from Albania. He carried the flag for Albania in Beijing in 2008.
Actually, I remember that when the opening ceremony, they read that out.
Yeah. And Ivan, who is from Russia originally, and his father actually won a bronze in Greco-Roman wrestling at the Seoul Olympics. Was that
88?
Yeah. He got a bronze there, so for the Soviet Union.
Was that Tongan guy in the opening ceremony, was he a wrestler?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
He could be. We'd have him.
He's
welcome to come train with the Wranglers.
Oh, no. Yeah. He was an internet sensation.
Yeah.
Well, why not? That's your one moment in time.
Yeah.
Grab it if you can and oil yourself up.
Yeah. The Macedonian wrestler got a bit of attention. He was the flag bearer for Macedonia, and he's quite a handsome man, yeah.
Oh, you know, we watch the Olympics for the sport, but we also watch the wrestling, the diving and the gymnastics as well, don't we?
Yes, correct.
And the swimming. Yeah. The worst thing was when they had those bodysuits in swimming. You couldn't see anything.
I think we've progressed past that point, and it's made the world a better place.
Yeah, it has. Fantastic. Now, thanks, boys, for joining us. But we'll talk to you again in the future, boys, about your new venue when you get a new venue.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Malcolm.
Thank you. Bye for now, Chris and Owen. Thanks for joining me. Stuart will be back next week to join me on That Sports Show.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.